This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are live and on location at the North Dakota State Fair today and encourage you to stop on by and join us. Say hello. We have some prizes today. Brand new, not even out of the box yet. What's on your mind hats? Todd doesn't have one. I don't have one. I'm going to ceremoniously at 11:30 today when we unveil those, put one on my head. As a matter of fact, yes, indeedy duty, right there. But folks, no prizes until 11:30. You got to come back for the North Dakota Energy. What's in it for me? What's in it for you? Conversation with a lot of fun experts, and we talked to a few. We'll talk to a few more throughout the program today. 800-228-0550 is our toll free telephone number. 701-258-0550. How was your time at the Game and Fish booth yesterday, Todd, with Stinky? Weren't you hanging out with Stinky yesterday?
Wow.
Todd, I know he was. He told us he was going to be. And then I saw a Facebook posting with that. So I think I have that right. Todd?
Scott?
The coffee machine? Oh, there he is. Yeah. Uh-huh. How was Stinky yesterday? I'll try again.
Stinky was fun. You know, the kids would not see anybody operating Stinky, and so they would kind of freak out, but then they go up and pet it, and I hope parents are reassuring their kids that unless it's a skunk on wheels at the North Dakota State Fair, they probably don't want to walk up and pet any skunk.
No. I don't think anybody would want to do that. Kids, adults, anybody. Get it away from me.
But they still have it over Game and Fish there at the fair, so definitely check that out.
And then tomorrow, Todd and I will be under the big tent.
Yeah.
As we have been for the last few years for our friends from 811 Call Before You Dig. It's Call Before You Dig Day at the North Dakota State Fair tomorrow. And you talk about free stuff. Holy buckets, do they give away the goodies. A lot of things they'll be giving away tomorrow at the North Dakota State Fair. So come find us. What's on your mind? And K-Fire Cafe, both live from the North Dakota State Fair tomorrow, so that'll be fun. So we've been here a lot this week, really enjoying it. Today we're doing North Dakota Energy, What's in It for You, with a number of panelists. We'll chat with some more of them coming up here in a few minutes, so look forward to that. And we do have a lot of prizes. The What's on Your Mind hats are for the first 100 that come through the door at 11:30. Well, there's not really a door. You have to come off the street, hop up on the curb, and sit down on one of the benches in the State Fair Park, also known as the Dakota Talent Stage, is where we're at. And right now, from where I'm sitting, I can see footlongs. I can see malts and shakes and smoothies. I can see waffle fries. I can see burgers. I can see Chinese Food Express. I can see lemonade and fresh-cut French fries, bucket of fries, wild rice and beef burgers, mini
donuts, Twinkies,
cherry slush, blue raspberry slush, fresh cinnamon donuts. What'd you say?
Deep-fried Twinkies there someplace.
I don't see deep-fried Twinkies. I see fried bread taco.
Ask. They may not have it on a big sign. So.
I see cotton candy. I see, yeah. So you get the idea. We're right near the midway end, more importantly, the food at the fair. So that's where to find us here today at the North Dakota State Fair. Okay. Andy Rickoff is going to be here in a little bit. And Andy is our sports director here. What's on your mind? He's at Vikings training camp in Mankato. And also Ryan Rauschenberger, North Dakota State Tax Commissioner. Kerry Cutting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And more of our conversation with Craig Stevens with GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. Please do. And a great coalition of folks battling on energy issues. When you come to the event today, I'll just tell you a quick thing on the prizes today. So 11:30 is when we start, State Fair Park, and 11:30 is when we begin giving out the prizes. T-shirts, you know these little stress things? What do you call these things? Stress ball? Yeah. You know, like a little spongy ball that you kind of just are constantly. Well, there's actually, from the game now, folks, Grow America's Infrastructure Now, a stress ball that isn't really a ball. It's actually the United States of America.
So kind of,
It's red, white,
like
and blue.
Like a sponge thing?
It's like a little stretcher, but it's in the shape of the U.S. of A.
Nice.
And it has the stripes and the flag and the whole deal. That's very nice. So those are like, you know, you got to have one. You got to have one. What else?
Just don't be bringing fidget spinners over there, okay? We got to draw the line someplace.
We also have a Yeti cooler. We have like a $500 Yeti cooler that we're giving away. And tickets for three things at the fair, Lone Star tonight, Paramore and Jason Aldean before the fair is done. And then I have some for folks that love Matt Maher as I do. He is performing at Shields Arena on Saturday, August 12th, and we have tickets that are on the floor, meet and greets. These are like $100 tickets for Matt Maher. So we're going to be giving those away to people who participate in our Q&A on the Q I'll give you, the A you give me. What's the most important product to you that has petroleum in it? Or you can ask us a question or anything else of any of the participants. So, but the folks that actively participate in that, answering that question, will have a shot at the Yeti cooler and the concert tickets. Everybody else, first 100 through the door, T-shirts, stress balls, what's on your mind, hats, today, for North Dakota Energy, what's in it for you? Our governor, Doug Burgum, has declared a drought disaster now for nearly all of North Dakota. This news this morning from the governor's office, that paves the way for additional response and assistance from state and federal agency groups that handle this. Number one, the governor doing this triggers all kinds of other things in the way of AIDS. The U.S. Drought Monitor's weekly report today rated, you ready for this, nearly 46% of North Dakota in extreme, that's D3, or exceptional, that's D4 drought, which was 6% higher than it was last week. About 16% of the state is in severe drought, D2, and 18% in moderate drought, D1. So 46% of the state is in the top two tiers of the drought, something we've been talking about for quite a while. And I know to date it's like the worst in 17 years and is approaching even worse than that. So it's a tough deal. We continue to want to be a resource any way we can. I know there was a lot of efforts to move up the CRP hang and then get additional categories added. All of that's been successful, but it's getting more and more towards what do we do to mitigate what's been done rather than try and fix the current situation. I know there's still folks trying to match up hay and need as well from some of the CRP acreage in the east. And those efforts are laudable and ought to continue. If there's anything else we can do, please let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Don, in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I was just listening to your program there. And I just wanted to always kind of on the back of my head, I wanted to make a comment about the oil companies. You know, I think it'd go a long way if they would, you know, use some of their profits or money to help actually support some of the problems that really plague the reservations today. You know, it's not just a pipeline. You know, that's really not an issue when you compare it to all the other issues that Native Americans have on the reservation.
I couldn't agree with you anymore, which is why I was amazed through this whole thing, why you had them, turn over their whole agenda to people who are eco-terrorists and environmental activists and have total disregard for the conditions on the tribe. But let me ask you this. Why is that the oil company's job? I'm not arguing. I'm just curious.
Well, I don't think it's their job. I just think it would go a long way in the PR and publicity. You know, if they would bring to light the real problems, the real issues that are wrong with the reservations.
I personally don't know if they're ready for that. I think your intent is a good one. I think your heart's in the right place. I made the same argument to people that were passionate about the Fighting Sioux name, because you obviously had the Standing Rock Sioux tribe standing in the way of that, And it was really the NCAA's sort of political game to say, let's make sure they have to get permission, not just from Spirit Lake, the all North Dakota Sioux tribe, but let's also add Standing Rock because they knew it would never happen. But that gave Standing Rock some significant leverage. Why not go to the University of North Dakota, world-class, you know, things they've done on Indians in medicine and training, you know, Native American doctors. Think of the things that could have been done on you know, diabetes, just pick one issue, and say, hey, we're going to take an additional percentage of the licensing rights on the name will stay, and here, we're going to do some good. We're going to save some lives. They wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, right? They didn't care about improving lives. They didn't care about the fact that some of these reservations are like third-world countries. They cared more about politics. So I think your idea is a good one, but I think the conversation has to start in Native country, and there's unfortunately a small group without much of a voice that agrees with you. And they're drowned out by these activists who are political actors and many times criminals. You know. So.
And that was one of my biggest problems with all this stand up to Standing Rock, or stand with Standing Rock, is all the big names and the entertainers, they wouldn't...
Yeah, not doing anything about the real problems. Couldn't be more right. Sorry, going to a break.
PetroServe USA. Customer-owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And, of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for $4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies money can buy. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, mainstay suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Got your caller that just called about the problems at Standing Rock not being the oil problem. There's a book, The New Trail of Tears, Naomi Riley Schaefer, The New Trail of Tears. She'd be a good guest on your show. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. Would you tag that one for Mr. Revtie there, Todd, and we'll book that guest. We're working on a couple of author guests right now. Newt Gingrich has a book out, Understanding Trump, which I think is a dandy, that we want to get Newt on, and there's a couple others. Love your suggestions on guests. Always appreciate those. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. Tomorrow, my hat of the day at the fair will be Make Coal Great Again. That'll be the hat. I love those hats. A little spin off on President Trump's Make America Great hat again. And if you come up to me tomorrow when I have the Make Coal Great Again hat, I'll have a free MyPillow for you. So remember that. It's kind of a nice way to go. Anyway, if you go to the website secureenergyfuture.org, you're going to find out about more than 15,000 good-paying jobs in North Dakota come from this industry. You're going to find out about $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion in economic impact, and about $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. Now, you may say, what do I care? I don't care about the economic impact. Well, if the extreme environmentalists that wish to kill this industry succeed, those dollars are gone, you pay more. That's why you ought to care, not to mention reliable energy, affordable energy, and all those things. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. Carrie Cutting is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm very excited about your little presentation coming up here in a little bit because it involves chocolate chip cookies.
Well, me too. Chocolate chip cookies and chemistry. What a match, huh?
Unbelievable. See, these are all the things we'll be learning today. North Dakota Energy, what's in it for you, our presentation at 11:30. And we're having some fun with all the great prizes we're going to be giving out today. But really, this is great information. This is like take-home information. This is talk to friends, family, and neighbors, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've all had those situations where we've looked at something that our neighbors are doing and maybe their jobs, and we don't understand it. The language that they have in their industry sounds complex. But when you break it down, just like breaking down household chemistry and turning it into a cooking class, it's easy, right?
It really is. It makes a lot more sense. And we just sort of take these things for granted and just assume that when I go to the pump, it's there, and, you know, that protest doesn't affect me when it does, and you know the products it could threaten. So, I love the conversation. Should be fun. Now, you were telling me that you've had this idea of sort of using this as a demonstration for some time. Well, how did that come in your mind?
Well, I've actually done it several times, and it started 20, 30 years ago when I was supposed to go in and do a little chemistry demonstration to a kindergarten class. And I thought, how could I get these kindergartners' attention? And so the cookie idea came about. How I could talk about, if you were talking in chemist language, you'd be saying this. And if you're talking, speaking household language, or when your mother's baking cookies, this is what she's saying. And they were just mesmerized about it. And I thought, well, I could try it with the younger crowd, so I tried fifth graders, and then eighth graders, and then high schoolers, and Girl Scouts. So I've done it several times, and when I got to thinking about it, I thought, well, why not do it? We don't know the age of the audience that we're going to have here. It could be everywhere.
Fair is usually, you know, all ages, right?
Yeah, all ages. Yeah. So I thought I'd give it a try here.
It should be neat. And by the way, we do have the additional little bonus of free cookies for the audience today.
Oh.
Yeah. So after Carrie gets done with that demonstration and we're drooling over this idea of chocolate chip cookies, then we'll have some here. And by the way, our friends at Spicy Pie, who've been at the North Dakota State Fair for I don't know how many years, a great vendor out here, they're supplying the chocolate chip cookies. But there's three locations they have here at the fair with pizza, grinders, and tacos. And the Spicy Pie Express inside the State Fair Center, or inside the grandstand during evening entertainment, and then the Flicker Tail from 6 until close with pizza. They're also delivering pizza to campers this year. So if you're here and camping at the fair, 838-4398 is the delivery number, day or night, for our friends at Spicy Pie. So pretty cool. Of course, Spicy Pie now is all across North Dakota. They've been growing and growing and growing. Downtown Fargo, across from NDSU, South Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, Minot, and pizzagrindersbeer.com to find a location near you. Love their pizza, so they're supplying that. What do you make of the fact that petroleum products touch so many parts of our lives? You know, Rob and I were joking about, imagine the fair without clothing, right? or sunscreen.
Exactly.
Or an umbrella or, you know, whatever. Why do you think that that is not more top of mind for consumers?
Well, I think so much of our narrative about petroleum and is about transportation fuels that we forget about the petrochemicals that are surrounding our lives. You know, we talk about electric cars or we talk about renewables, and yet those sources cannot provide the petrochemicals that are the feedstocks for everything in our home, our siding, our asphalt shingles, our paints and our varnishes, our household cleaning supplies, our cosmetics, our medicines. I could go on and on, Scott.
That's amazing. Now, percentage-wise, you know, if we're sending down a barrel of oil, how much of that ends up lifting a plane or fueling a truck or a car versus the petrochemicals that end up making products? Rough idea?
You know, I would say maybe 10%.
It's pretty powerful, 10%.
Yeah, the majority of it is obviously transportation fuels, but that 10% goes a long way because in most cases it's the active ingredient in your detergent or the active ingredient in your medication, and that doesn't have to be a very big piece of those products.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, the North Coast State Fair, I think, is the perfect place for you to, you know, we're all here to, you know, see the racing pegs or, you know, have some good food or see a great concert or whatever. But everybody could use a little break, sit down and to get some information, kind of have that kind of conversation and just say, gosh, look around us. Did you know how many different places these products touch us? And such an important part of our industry, for sure. It really is a great place to have that conversation, so we're looking forward to it today.
Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate the time.
And I'm looking forward to the chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, you're going to be good.
Yeah, good. And you're going to handle the recipe, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they don't...
This is a secret recipe.
Is it really like a family recipe?
Never shared before.
Worth zillions of dollars. I love it. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. All right. And, folks, again, a reminder, that starts at 11:30 at the North Dakota State Fair. North Dakota Energy, what's in it for you when all the prizes start being handed out? And the conversation begins here today with our panel of experts, a few of which we still will be chatting with today on the program as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Something on your mind, let me know. Text Todd. 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Quick reminder, Governor Doug Burgum will join us on Monday on the program. And obviously, I just mentioned we have another update on the drought situation in North Dakota. The governor can talk about that and a few other things that have been in the news of late, including a rather famous visitor from Microsoft that headed into Fargo last week. Bill Gates. So we have lots to talk about with the governor. That'll be Monday. Just want to give you that programming note. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies in states looking at what happened in North Dakota very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country in the permitting process. So we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project right here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And we're back at the North Dakota State Fair. Be here tomorrow, too. Don't forget that 811 Call Before You Dig Day under the big white tent, not far from where we're at, right here in State Fair Park, right next to the Midway. We're just a little bit west of the Midway. So if you the entrance that you come in from, it's actually the south entrance, and you walk to the north into the fair. You walk, I don't know, a block, not even, half a block, and you're going to find us. Right here. That's where you come up right between the Midway and the rest of the fair where the campers are over past Daryl's Racing Pigs. That's a ways down the road. So just look for us there. State Fair Park is where we're at today and tomorrow with What's on Your Mind. Our own Andy Rickoff is live at Vikings Training Camp in Mankato. He's our sports director here on What's on Your Mind. And he's been hanging out with Teddy Bridgewater, who's got to be pretty happy that he's going to be starting on the injured list. What's going on there, Andy? Give us the scoop.
Yeah, Scott, down here in Mankato, Vikings training camp. They're actually about ready to get going with their first walkthrough with the veterans who reported yesterday. And one of those veterans, like you mentioned, Teddy Bridgewater, who will be starting on the physically unable to perform or the PUP list. And because of the injury he suffered last year to his knee, don't know too much about it to this point, but I can tell you he will have a press conference with the media today at 11:30. Bridgewater will be the first time he's talked to the media since that injury last year.
So is that a surprise to anybody?
That he's starting on that list? Not really. I think we expected him to at least start on that list. Other players have as well, including running back Latavius Murray. So for the fact that he's starting on it is not surprising at all. It wouldn't even be surprising if he stays on it throughout training camp. To this point, he has been looking healthier. I can tell you he's not wearing a brace on his leg like he was during the year last year. But I wouldn't expect him to be part of training camp. I think he'd stay on that list.
Andy Rickoff with us live from Mankato and Vikings training camp. Our broadcast brought to you by Bordertown Bar and Grill on Main and West Fargo on the program. Sometimes there's some folks missing over contract negotiations. What's the update there?
There was some contract news yesterday, Scott. Everson Griffin, defensive end, signed a 4-year contract extension, $58 million, $34 million of it guaranteed. So it's really kind of like a 2-year extension because guaranteed contracts aren't a thing in the NFL, but it's 4 years tacked on to the contract he has now. So it'd be 6 years with the Vikings. He'd be 36 by the time the contract is up, makes him one of the more higher paid defensive ends in the league. But in terms of holdouts, no holdouts here from camp money-wise. They're still hoping to get a few more players probably re-signed a new deal. That's what GM Rick Spielman said yesterday at his press conference. He's working on a couple of contract extensions with multiple players, including cornerback Xavier Rhodes, who I would expect would be the next one to get a new contract.
Is there a little bit of sentimental sort of mood about this Vikings training camp with the announced plan to depart Mankato? This is the last year there, right?
This is the last year, the 52nd year and the final year here at Mankato, Mankato State University, where they're doing the camp. And that's the question everyone asks, like kind of everyone, every player, every coach, every GM, they're asking them the same question. How do you feel about it being the last year at Mankato? What memories do you have? And we'll get plenty of Mankato memories as we're here talking to players throughout the week. But you can tell they're pretty sentimental about it, especially the veterans who have been here, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years. And also Adam Thielen, one of the favorites from the Fargo area, because he spent his college years here at Mankato State University. So he is very sentimental about Mankato and the area down here.
So any other big stories you're chasing down?
Other kind of stories, storylines we're following today, Scott, in terms of players. You want to see what the offensive line looks like with that reshape with Remmers and Reef as the new tackles. And you had Pat Elflin, who they drafted in the NFL draft, to possibly play at center. You want to see what they're doing. You want to see how Dalvin Cook looks, the new running back they drafted. Can he slot in at that running back position for Adrian Peterson? Obviously, like you said, watching Teddy Bridgewater today at the press conference, we'll get a lot of questions answered, hopefully, from him. We haven't got too many from the Vikings side, so a couple of the big storylines right there here for day one, at least.
All right, Andy, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much, and come back with some more scoops there, fella.
Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow, Scott.
All right, good to talk to you. Andy's the man. We send him to all the fun stuff, you know, and one of these days he'll hit Twins spring training in Florida or something, but for now, it's Mankato. What a vacation spot. And Vikings Training Camp, our broadcast brought to you by Border Town Bar and Grill in West Fargo. We're live at the North Dakota State Fair today, counting down to our North Dakota Energy What's In It For You presentation happening at the State Fair Park stage. I think they call it the Flicker Tail Stage, Dakota Talent Stage. Come on by and see us. Ryan Rauschenberger, North Dakota State Tax Commissioner, among the presenters, joins me now. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you, Scott?
Good. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for taking some time to participate in this and crunch some numbers and talk a little bit about all those energy impacts in every corner of North Dakota's economy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to the corn dog later today, too.
Isn't that the best? Can't decide foot long, corn
It'll
dog.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Today is definitely going to be, you know, food fair day. Just go find the best of the food.
And no wind, it's beautiful.
I was here yesterday and exercised some measure of discipline, and that has gone out the window as of today. So I'm going to go find some fun. The fair is a good time, though. It really is, and a good chance to interact with folks. We're going to have a good time today. A lot of fun prizes to hand out, for sure, and looking forward to taking it in. I know that sometimes a parlor game in North Dakota is what's bigger, ag or energy, right? You know, a bigger deal than... In my mind, it's like saying, "What's better, my son or my daughter?" You don't say that. They're all important parts of North Dakota's economy. But you've done some work to kind of pull out some different things to demonstrate, just to average everyday folks, taxpaying citizens of North Dakota, the impacts. And it's a pretty good story, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, especially in a state our size, you know, 750,000 people, but we have such a phenomenal energy generation industry. That's important when you have ethanol, wind, and you have fossil fuels, coal, oil, all of that put together is really a phenomenal story. And, you know, just looking at oil alone, oil tax, not the sales or income tax associated with it, but just oil tax alone is our number one tax type. We collect more oil taxes from just the production tax than income and sales tax across the state combined. That is absolutely phenomenal. $3 billion in a biennium. So there's $3 billion in our budget that just comes from one tax off one energy type, and that's oil.
Okay, so that's a staggering statistic. And if I'm sitting, you know, in a recliner in Jamestown, do I care? Does it matter to me?
Oh, and I think that's what's so great about today is talking about how important that is. Just think about if that were not there, if that $3 billion revenue source from oil wasn't even there, and you put that on income tax or sales tax. And one thing I'm going to talk about today is, think about a family in North Dakota. The average income tax liability is about $700. We're one of the lowest out of 41 states that have an income tax. We're the lowest, and you know, so about $700, fairly reasonable. But if you took away that revenue source of oil alone, just the oil revenue source, that bill would be about $2,500 to $2,800. We're talking thousands of dollars per family. That would have to be raised in some other shape or form to keep the budget the way it is. You think about education has a dedicated revenue source from oil tax. Water resources, talk about flood protection, all of that. Not just K-12 education, but also higher education in the general fund, human services. All of that has a huge base in oil right now. And that's undeniable. Billions of dollars that goes towards that. And it would really, we'd have to look at three or four times the income tax rates to back into that. We'd be higher than Minnesota. And they have a pretty high income tax rate. They're about 10% on their top end. We'd have to be really in the range of about 12-13%. That's amazing.
So this is my argument on why it does matter to the person sitting in a recliner in Jamestown when they see environmental extremists, when they see, you know, legislations or policies in Washington, D.C. designed to, you know, slow those down or impact in any way, that they're going after your pocketbook. You know, I don't know that we connect those dots as well as we should sometimes as consumers, as tax-paying citizens. You think it's another industry? Doesn't matter to me. It does.
Right, and you know, on the infrastructure front, not just oil tax, but just on the infrastructure front, and we've talked about this before. Just the fact that DAPL is in place and running, we're already seeing it in oil tax as far as the discount coming down. So that means oil producers are getting more for a barrel of oil than they were a few months ago. And that is huge for the state. Every dollar more that an oil producer can get out of a barrel of oil in a biennium is $70 million to the state. So if you can get $2-3 on average out of a barrel of oil across the state, and because of something like DAPL that can transport half of the crude out of the state, that's pushing $250 million in a biennium. So $1 more for a barrel of oil, $70 million. You get three or more, we're talking over $200 million. That's huge in a state of 750,000 people. And think about that as far as that can go to education, that can go to water projects, flood protection, human services, all of that. And it really is huge. And I think that's one of the untold stories of the DAPL pipeline going in place. It is huge for the state.
Yeah, because not only is the capacity there that wasn't there before, but the price differential, as you
right.
talked about, I mean, I think that study you did that first talked about,
right.
You know, $100 million impact, it blew everybody away. What? How can that be? And very quickly that penciled out.
Right. I mean, a $4 billion pipeline in place has that huge of an impact to the state. That's just the tax. That's just the oil tax alone. I mean, there's $10 million at least being paid by DAPL to the counties. So we talk about school funding at the local level for your cities and counties. Through a number of the counties that it's going through. And we have actually most of the pipeline property in North Dakota, so we benefit from it on many, many different fronts. Property tax, the sales tax when it went in place, the income tax from the workers during the construction. It's a huge, huge benefit. And I think it's one of the untold stories that needs to be told again and again.
Anything in your research for the stuff you'll talk about for the program later stick out as surprising to you?
You know, really that big number when I look at income tax, I looked at, you know, backing in, if you took away oil tax and then put it on the sales tax, that would also go up to about 12 or 13%. So think about on all of your daily products that you buy, all of a sudden having to pay 12 or 13%. And again, that's just keeping all of the services, all of the expenditures at the state constant.
Which you wouldn't necessarily do. You wouldn't be able to. But the point is you'd have some pain because there'd be less things that you'd be doing.
Absolutely.
And paying more.
Whether it's education, whether it's K-12, higher education, human services, a lot of the things we take for granted would have to be cut back significantly.
Fascinating. Well, I look forward to the conversation coming up in a little bit. Thanks for participating. It should be fun.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
Ryan Rauschenberg does a great job as our state tax commissioner. And most importantly, in an issue that, you know, I don't think we necessarily think of when we say, hey, who are we going to hire as state tax commissioner? What I like most about what Ryan does, he explains it so well, so even I can understand it. I mean, that's saying something. And really, that's an important part of the job, not only crunching the numbers and leading a staff and cranking out the reports and getting the legislature what they need, but go out there and advocate about it, talk about it, and do it. Free popcorn we're adding to the list now, evidently, because someone's just handed me free popcorn and lots of others are getting it. How nice. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise. Valley Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Springs Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they're just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance. From fill to just keeping it clean, it's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You too could be a star on What's On Your Mind, because we regularly celebrate our callers, brought to you by our friends at Delta, who themselves do a pretty good job when you call them. One call does it all. If you're in the oil industry and you need a turnkey solution, you need Delta. Give my friends a call there, and they will take care of you right now. And when you call us, we'll celebrate you as the one call of the day does it all call. My friends at Delta, I'll give you the telephone number. You can call them directly right now today and say, you know what, I got a problem. I want you to fix it. And they'll fix it. They do it well. I'm always amazed at the good work our fine sponsors do here on the program, and we thank them very much for doing what they're doing. Eric is waiting for your call at 406-250-8151, or you can go online at deltaconstructors.net. Jim, the flagpole guy's here. I saw his fine work. I saw his fine work in front of the Medora Fire Department last week, and I smiled from ear to ear, knowing you're doing a good job for a lot of good folks all across the Fruited Plain. What wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, Scott, first of all, Delta Construction, they're a great company. I can tell by the nice flag display they have in front of their business. So hats off to them. And what we're doing now, Scott, we're focusing on residential. I have a very large supply of 15-foot estate poles installed at $920. I've been charging more for driving way out, and now I really want to concentrate on the metropolis areas where we could go from one to another. If somebody decides they want a pole, they have a friend that maybe wants a pole too, maybe a couple people could go in on a pole. Now's a good time. The 15-foot estate installed starting at $920, and we've had such a good summer so far, Scott. We just want to keep it up.
All right, let's keep that going, and they're all American-made. Find out more about how he's doing it, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call him at 701-571-FLAG. Thank you, Jim. You take care.
Yes, sir, Scott. Thank you. God bless.
Boy, more goodies coming our way. The popcorn is courtesy of Bartlett and West and Southwest Water Authority. Thank you very much for the popcorn. And lots of free prizes we'll start giving away at 11:30 today as we kick off our North Dakota Energy What's In It For You. If you tell us your favorite product of summer that has petroleum products, we have, for you, a chance at winning a Yeti cooler, $500 value. John Wager from Valley City came up and said, guess what? We sell structural insulated panels. Can't do it without petroleum products. Right there at Intercept. Kerry Cutting said, I can't go water skiing without petroleum products. See? Who doesn't love water skiing? There's a favorite product of summer, so we're doing a lot of it, for sure. Craig Stevens is back with us from the GAIN and Maine Coalition, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about a story we've not spent a lot of time on. We really should spend more about these two women from Iowa who put out a statement and taking responsibility and bragging, really, about cutting pipe, destroying construction equipment. What do you make of this?
Yeah, so they actually put together almost a how-to guide to other environmental eco-terrorists almost, and how to actually go against infrastructure equipment. They talked about engaging with blowtorches and going to Home Depot and picking up this material, soaking rags in gasoline, and then trying to actually pierce these pipelines. So there's a number of issues with this. First of all, they could have killed themselves, right? They certainly could have hurt or killed themselves, which is a big problem. But the fact that they are now describing how to do this in graphic detail so that anyone can pretty much just read their press release and go out there and actually destroy private property. I mean, this is incredibly troubling, and they do this under the rubric of peaceful protest.
They even called it peaceful protest in their statement when they say go there and cut the pipe and put this kind of accelerant onto the seats so the the fire burns longer in the construction equipment. I mean, this is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and it's all under the rubric of peaceful protest, and there's nothing peaceful about that, right? They have destroyed environmental activism, and some of these eco-terrorists have destroyed literally millions of dollars worth of equipment in Iowa and in North Dakota. And it's really quite troubling.
Do you think that statement will change anything?
So we're seeing a lot of this activity all over the country. We're seeing more and more environmental activists get more and more violent. We saw it here in North Dakota. We saw improvised explosive devices here in North Dakota. We saw Molotov cocktails. We saw a young woman try to pierce a propane tank and actually blew off her arm. I mean, this is really troubling that they are escalating the conversation to not just working through the legislative and regulatory process, but actually going to war. And this puts law enforcement in a really tough spot. I mean, law enforcement officers here in North Dakota were simply trying to keep the peace, and here they put their lives at danger.
Keep doing what you're doing, because I think that's the only thing we can do is talk about this stuff. People need to understand this, because this is an extreme fringe. This is right up there with Bill Ayers and the stuff that was done, back in the 60s to brag about this, and it needs to be routed out. So I'm glad you guys are doing this. Thanks.
Thank you.
Craig will be part of the Energy in North Dakota. What's in it for you? Presentation coming up here in about a half an hour at the State Fair. Grow America's Infrastructure Now is his organization. Gainnow.org to find out more about it. And if you come here, he's going to handle these nice little stressors that are very patriotic. I like that very much. Good fun. And the What's on Your Mind hats and the Yeti cooler and the T-shirts. And, gosh, we got a lot of goodies. The slime station for the kids. So it'll be a lot of fun. Come join us at North Coast State Fair. That starts 11:30, goes till 12:45 today in State Fair Park. Meanwhile, Todd and I will be back tomorrow for 811 Call Before You Dig Day, and we look forward to that as well. Looking forward to a good time under the big tent there. So God bless you. Thanks for listening, Todd. Thank you. Nay, thank you. The great Rev.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's out of time. We've got to go give away some free stuff. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, Kildare and Williston. $32 an hour and more, plus great benefits package. Give Maria a call if you're interested in any of those jobs. Certified welders, diesel mechanics, they're looking right now. Wash rack, sandblaster, 612-214-8781. God bless you. Bye-bye.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.